None but the hungry heart. 12:9. Reliant rest. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37, verse 7. Those who rest in him are often accused of passivity. But the Lord Jesus, who is our life, never was nor ever is passive. Do you suppose that the Father ever doubts the victory that has been won by his beloved Son? Do you believe that he has a single cloud as to the result? And faith looks at things as the Father looks at them. That is the secret of all strength and courage. Why has the Father given us his revealed word? That we may think the same thoughts, have the same feelings in our measure as himself. There is not a thought or feeling that arises from the old man that is not false. But we have new life, capable of receiving and delighting in the very thoughts of our Father. How am I to know what is the Father's mind towards me? Is it by judging of it from what I find in myself? Surely not. Supposing that I even found good in myself, if I expected the Father to look at me on that account, would it be grace? There may be a measure of truth in this kind of reasoning, for if there be life in my soul, fruit will be apparent. But this is not to give me peace, any more than the evil that is in me is to hinder my having peace. The Lord Jesus has passed into the heavens, now to appear in the presence of the Father for us. It is the Lord Jesus who gives abiding rest to our souls, and not what our thoughts about ourselves may be. Faith never thinks about that which is in ourselves as its ground of rest. It receives, loves, and apprehends what the Father has revealed, and what are his thoughts about the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom is his rest. Let us labour, therefore, to enter into that rest. Hebrews 4, verse 11.